The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. Mark in the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus continues in these words, saying, "But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. They will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as the branches become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware. Keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. What a way to start getting ready for Christmas. I've got friends who are still baffled that we start with this. I'll give you an explanation in a minute, but I want to share with you a prophecy I got from a colleague this past week in an email. One of her parishioners said to her, "Pastor, do you know that in 2025 we're going to have a billion millionaires?" And she looked him in the eye and she said, "Well, I sure hope they tithe." Interesting point of view. Now, that's just one of many prophecies that's floating around, and you're going to hear a lot more of them shortly, especially as we get to New Year's. You'll hear a lot of prophecies about what's going to happen in 2024. We start the beginning by ending. And that's because, you see, we've lost this. See, when you start putting out the Christmas decorations in September, well, now we got a problem. What does it mean when Halloween is like 6, 7, 8 weeks long where you can buy costumes? There's no ending to find a beginning. And that's why we have to end in order to begin. We have to set the whole rest of 2023 aside, and as good church people, start again. Start a new year. Because there's a couple of important celebrations that we need to ponder, even if we're not doing anything about them. I'll come to those in a minute. But notice that Jesus is emphatic about two or three things in this lesson. The first is this: it's going to happen. This will occur. And see, Hollywood's got nothing on this. Not a fig. Not a fig at all. If this stuff happens, it's going to look like anything they come up with, including the film Armageddon. It's going to make it look like so much window dressing. This is huge. We're going to literally tear it apart. Number two, this is the second I don't know statement out of him. The first one's in Matthew 20. I commend that to you if you want to see another statement about he doesn't know. This one here, he says, I have no idea. Don't be asking. Only God knows. So it's not our union. It's not our union to be all fired about it, up about it's going to happen at this day, at this time, in this place. We've had it happen over and over and over again. My grandfather referenced 1923. We're on a hill in Southern Carolina. There was going to be the end of the world on May 11th at 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, guess what? Didn't happen. Only God knows. That's the second one. Here's the third one. Pay attention. Because you never know when I'm going to show up. You never know when I'm coming back. Now, the beauty of this is we've got time to prepare. We have almost 4 weeks to get ready for Christmas. There's no rush. And that's also because, you see, we're not preparing for one day. We're getting ready for 12. And if you haven't done that recently or thought about it, on the first day of Christmas, think about it. That song's not there for fun. It covers the whole of the Christmas season. And by the way, it's worth a fortune. The last estimation I heard was if you did everything that's in that song, it's worth over $200,000. Most of it is in the labor fees you have to pay to have 12 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping and all those other people doing stuff costs money. Unions are expensive. Well, and you're dealing always with entertainment unions when you do that song. But the two important things we've got going on is also so we can be ready for what my grandparents called watch night, which was the night that they'd sit up and they'd specifically watch to see what happened at the shift of the calendar year. Like when it went from December the 31st to January the 1st, that's watch night. That's what they called it. The second one is 12th night, which is the end of Christmas. And so few people remember it anymore, but it's another end to a new beginning because that beginning is much bigger. It's not as big as this one coming, but it is much bigger than the Christmas season. You see, dear friends, here's the best thing we get to tell the world. The news we have is this. If you don't get Christmas, you don't get Easter. And you can't go halfway. That's not what God says. God says you can't do Christmas and then skip Easter. No. The two go together. We'll work on that some more later. The whole item is this. I have two questions this morning. One is this. Have you started preparing for Christmas? And number two, are you ready? Now, my answer to both is not in your life, but we've got time. Amen.